Welcome back to She Means Business. I am so excited to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about motivation. What is it? How do we create it? How do we make more of it? How do we keep it going? And the big question is, does motivation come first or does action? But first, let me tell you something. The conventional wisdom around motivation is wrong. You don't need more motivation to start your entrepreneurial journey. You just need a different approach. I am so excited to dig into this with you today. I love talking about motivation. It's something that is so interesting to me because I'm always wanting more motivation, right? Who doesn't? And so we want to dig into this. One of the areas that I'm always looking for a little bit more oomph is getting out and doing the hard things such as mountain biking and cross-country skiing, the things that I enjoy doing once I'm doing them, but it's so hard to get out there and do it because I know it's going to be hard. I was on a bike ride this morning and I thought we were going to do an easier ride. And then my husband encouraged me. He's like, come on, you can do a harder, longer ride. And I said, okay. And one of the things that I realized was that I've already done the easier ride and I know what to expect and I wanted to just keep that going and I just wanted to do that because I know I can go from A to B and I'm going to be okay. But doing a longer ride meant I don't know this trail. I don't know the roads we're going to be on. I don't know how many steep the hills are going to be. And I know that when I say yes to something hard, the motivation has got to kick in for me to get there. I have got to get up the hill, for instance. And I know that like one of the reasons that I have a hard time with this particular thing or just really any challenge is when I say yes to it, I know that the next time I'm presented with this, I'm going to need to say yes again. And I'm going to be just like saying yes to the hard over and over and over again. And sometimes I don't want to do that. Sometimes sitting on the couch is just a whole lot more comfortable and of course, just safer. Like, I don't have to work hard when I'm sitting on the couch. But it's when we do the hard thing, we feel amazing. So after I did that big bike ride today, which was the biggest one I've done on a gravel bike, I felt incredible. And that energy has sustained all day long. I have felt so good all day. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so excited. I just had so much fun. It was a great way to spend time with my husband, to be outside. It was incredible. And I called upon motivation to do it, but I also called upon something else. And we're going to talk about that today. And that is the secret ingredient to making it all happen for yourself. So let's dig on in. We're going to begin with what motivation is. So first, motivation is totally overrated. You heard me right. Motivation is totally overrated. The conventional wisdom is that motivation is the driving force behind our actions and our behaviors, but that's not entirely true. Motivation is a spark that ignites action, but it's not enough to sustain it. I know you have probably felt this when working on your business or doing anything hard in your life. The real driver of action is discipline. Discipline is what keeps us going when motivation fizzles out. And that is what I tapped into today was discipline. Motivation alone was not enough to get me up the steep hills. It was not enough to get me going a few more miles. It was the discipline to get it done. But let's back up for a second. There are two types of motivation. There's the intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation. So intrinsic motivation comes from within and is driven by a personal desire to succeed. Extrinsic motivation comes from external factors such as rewards or recognition. Okay, so while both types of motivation can be effective, intrinsic motivation is more sustainable. The motivation that comes within, that is driven by a personal desire to succeed, is way more sustainable. So it doesn't matter, like that reward at the end of something, it's not going to get you on your bike. It's not going to get you in front of your computer or get you on stage or get you to a network event. It's the internal drive to succeed that is going to get you there. So how do we actually create intrinsic motivation? And the key to this is finding your why. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? What drives you? What is the impact that you want to make in the world? What is your why? Why do you want to do what you're doing? Why? Ask yourself that. And once you have a clear understanding of your why, you can use that as a source of inspiration and motivation. For me this morning on my bike ride, what kept me going was that I want to join this women's riding group. They ride 15 miles every week. I've never ridden 15 miles before. This morning, or previous to this morning, I'd ridden as far as 5 miles. This morning, I did a 7-mile bike ride. I want to get somewhere. I want to feel that I can do this thing and join this group and feel like I can do it. I was intrinsically motivated because I wanted to succeed. I wanted to say I did 7 miles and then I'm going to do 9 miles and then I'm going to do more than that. I'm just going to keep going until I know I can consistently ride 15 miles. So here's the thing. Motivation alone isn't enough, right? We're scratching the surface at that. You also need discipline. Discipline is what keeps you on track. Discipline is the secret ingredient. Discipline is there for you when motivation wanes. So discipline is the habit. This is the habit to build in your daily life. This is the habit of showing up every single day to do a Facebook Live. This is the habit of showing up every single morning and writing a newsletter and scheduling it out so you have content. This is the discipline of getting up and doing a practice for yourself, like yoga or meditation, so you're centered and you're clear and you know your why, and you know what you want to create in the world, and you know your impact. That is the discipline that you want to create every single day. It's showing up every day, even when you don't feel like it. Discipline is what separates these successful entrepreneurs from the ones who give up when the going gets tough. If you look at any successful entrepreneur, you can look big and think of Oprah or Steve Jobs or Beyonce, any of those folks. They are where they are because of discipline. It is not because of luck. It has nothing to do with that. They showed up every single day, even when they didn't feel like it. They didn't wait until they were motivated. They showed up despite that. They showed up because they so deeply desired the thing that they wanted to create and bring to the world. Discipline is what will separate you from those who give up. It is going to be the differentiator. It is going to be the thing that lets you get to where you want to go. Discipline is crucial for entrepreneurs because it helps you stay focused and productive even when things get tough. It is the habit of showing up every day, even when you don't feel like it. That is what discipline is. So as I'm sharing this, just be thinking about, where are you giving up? Where are you showing up? How could you show up even more? What is the thing you want to develop discipline around? Where is it in your life? Is it with your entrepreneurial work? Is it with your personal practice? Is it with your self-care? Is it in your relationships? It doesn't matter if it has to do with starting a business or not, because the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So if you change one part of your life, you bring more discipline to it, then it's going to affect every other part of your life. It is the habit of working on this that's going to make a difference. It's the habit of working on your business or your relationship or your self-care, even when you're tired, even when you're stressed. It's the habit of making progress, even when it's slow. Do you hear me on that? Even when it's slow, even when things aren't happening quickly, you still show up even though it's taking its time. You still show up and do the thing. Okay, so I want to give you some examples of how discipline plays a role in entrepreneurship. I'm going to give you a few different ways that this can look. So one of the ways in which you can practice the art, let's call it the art of discipline, is by establishing a morning routine. So if you're looking for, like, how do I actually begin to develop this habit in my life instead of waiting and waiting and waiting or giving up or like letting the tough times just roll you over, here's how you go about it. Number one, establish a morning routine. starting your day with a consistent routine. It doesn't matter what you're doing, really. It's just a consistent routine can help you establish a sense of structure and purpose, and even feeling that way on days when you don't feel motivated. There's some days you're going to wake up and you're going to feel on fire and ready to do your thing. And then other days you're going to wake up and be like, ah, I don't feel like it. I'm not in it. I don't really want to. Those are the days you get up, you do meditation, you exercise, you get outside, you journal, you repeat affirmations, you do the same thing every single day, and you show up every single day. This is going to help you establish discipline, and this discipline is going to carry over into other parts of your life. Another place to bring discipline in is setting goals and deadlines. Having specific measurable goals and deadlines can help you stay focused and motivated. The motivation to keep going on your goals is going to wane, so you can't depend on that. It's the discipline of setting the goals and showing up for the goals that's going to matter. So what you can do with your goals is break them down into smaller and more actionable steps and set deadlines for each one. Okay, I'm going to do a podcast on this very thing to help you kind of figure out how to break these down. But for right now, just begin to think about, how could I break down some of the bigger goals, the bigger things I want to do? What would that look like if I put it into smaller steps? What could I do in one day, in one sitting at my desk that would get me a little bit closer? And set a deadline for yourself. The biggest thing I do for myself around this is I schedule it in my calendar. I use Asana for tracking my tasks, and I put things in my calendar and I say, this is when I'm going to do this. I'm going to record podcasts during this time. I'm going to write a newsletter during this time. I'm going to show up here and there at these times. I put it in my calendar to help me stay tuned into that and to stay disciplined. Okay, the third way that discipline plays a role in entrepreneurship, the way that you can develop this is to create a schedule and stick to it. Creating a schedule can help you establish a routine and create a sense of structure. I love this so much. This is so important. When you plan out your day and you stick to your schedule, even on days when you don't feel motivated, that you will make progress. You will get things done. So when you plan out, I'm going to do podcasts on this day. I'm going to do social media on this day. I'm going to meet clients on this day. I'm going to ride my bike on this day. When you plan out your day and you just look at your schedule and you're like, it's non-negotiable. I'm doing that thing no matter what. Guess what? You're not relying on motivation anymore. You're creating discipline, and discipline is what creates results. So get on it, create a schedule and stick to it. And the last thing is to hold yourself accountable. Find ways to hold yourself accountable for your progress. Now, this could be through a mastermind group. This could be working one-on-one with a mentor or a coach. I would love to do that for you. This could be with an accountability partner. This is where you would share your goals and your progress. You would share your goals. You'd say, hey, this is the thing I want to do. I'm having a hard time with it. Can you help me? And then you would work on what you need help with. You'd work on where you get stuck, and you would share your progress. You'd say, oh my God, I did this thing. Let's celebrate it. Let's talk about it. Let's go into it. And you'd be able to ask for support and feedback. Now, if you're looking for somebody that you want to hold you accountable, I could be that person for you. I absolutely love, love, love supporting women in making that leap into entrepreneurship and taking all the steps that need to be taken and really helping you to really define what it is that you want. And I would really hold you accountable and hear you and support you. So if you're looking for that, I am accepting one-on-one coaching clients right now. Okay, so those are the examples of how to create discipline. And remember, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So if you bring discipline into any part of your life, guess what? It's going to show up in other parts of your life. So here's the next big question. I want you to answer it for yourself first. Which comes first, motivation or action? Which comes first, motivation or action? Okay, ready for the answer? It doesn't matter. What matters is that you start, that you take action even if you don't feel motivated. Once you start, you'll find that motivation flows, that it follows you wherever you go. action creates momentum and momentum creates motivation, okay? So the motivation comes with the action comes with the motivation, so it just doesn't matter where you begin. You just gotta start. The more progress you make, the more motivated you'll feel. When I was riding my bike today, and I was making progress up this really steep and long hill, and I didn't get off my bike to walk, I felt more motivated, and I just kept building momentum with every pedal stroke. I was just going up that hill. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And when I got to the top of the hill, oh, it felt amazing, and I had so much momentum in my body. Then when we came to the next hill, I was motivated to do it. I said, I can do that last hill, so I know I can do this hill. I know I can do it. It's a wonderful feeling. So know this. You don't need to feel motivated to get started. You don't need to feel motivated to get started. In fact, waiting for motivation to strike, guess what? Guess what that creates? Procrastination and inaction, okay? So don't wait to feel like it. Just start. But here's a catch for you. Discipline is what keeps you going once you've started, okay? So it's the you just got to start, build that momentum. You'll create motivation along the way. And then discipline is what's going to keep you going. It's the habit. Remember, it's the habit of showing up. That matters so much, even when you don't feel like it. That's going to keep you going, and that's going to keep that motivation in an ignited place. It's going to keep sparking it. So it's the habit of doing the work, even when it's hard, even when it's boring, even when it sucks, even when it's challenging, even though you don't want to do it. It's the habit of showing up. And in that habit of showing up, guess what? You're going to make progress. Even if it's slow, you're going to make progress. I was slow up the hills today. My husband way ahead of me. He was so fast. It didn't even look like it was hard for him at all. And me, I could have been walking next. Somebody could have been walking next to me, right? But I was on my bike and I kept going and I was making progress. It was slow, but I was making progress. Okay. So the last thing that I want to bring to your mind today is the truth. The truth is that discipline is a non-negotiable part of success. Just can take that in and consider that for yourself. The areas where you could bring more discipline, what if you made them non-negotiable? What if you decided that it's the habit of doing work, even when you don't feel like it, that is so important? It's the habit of making progress that you want to develop, even when it's slow. It's the habit of showing up every single day, no matter what, that you want to develop. That comes down to discipline. Make it non-negotiable for yourself. Show up even when you don't feel like it. I promise you, you will get so much further. You will make it to the top of that hill no matter what. When you look out at all the people who have succeeded, who are writing the books and have the shows and whatever it is that you're following, whoever it is you're following, they are where they are because they didn't give up. They showed up every single day. It's not because they were born with something special. They were born and just like you with a mind and a body, and they did what they could with it. They showed up, and you can do the same. It's completely possible. You can show up and make progress, and you can get to the place you want to with discipline and momentum and motivation. It will carry you through. It will be there, but you got to show up every single day, no matter what. So as we close here, I want to make the point that motivation is important, but it's not enough to sustain success. It's the discipline that matters. Discipline is the key to long-term success. It's the habit of showing up every single day, even when you don't feel like it. It's the habit of doing the work, even when it's hard, even when it's boring. It's the habit of making progress. Take this in. Listen to this episode anytime you are feeling like you can't do it. You can't show up. You don't feel like it. It's boring. Listen to this episode and get re-inspired. Take this in fully and completely and decide right now where you want to create more discipline in your life, and then do it and make it non-negotiable. I promise you, it'll be so exciting. It'll be electrifying. It will give you so much life, and it will give you so much purpose, and it will get you where you want to go faster. All right, that's our episode today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are ready to take the leap from the 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship, remember this, you don't need more motivation. You need discipline. Find your why, create a plan, stick to it, take action. Okay, if you enjoyed this episode today, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend. I would love to support as many people as I can, because can you imagine more women, more rule breakers out in the world doing what we love? It would be fantastic and change things dramatically. So thank you for showing up, and I wish you a beautiful, wonderful day. Sending you so much love. Bye for now. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.